WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio faces decades behind bars today for his role on January 6. Here's CBS's Scott McFarland.
Tarrio wasn't at the Capitol January 6th, having been banned from Washington, D.C. while facing a previous criminal charge. But prosecutors argue he helped orchestrate, organize, and privately claim credit for the assault on the Capitol.
In Texas, an impeachment trial is underway against longtime Attorney General Ken Paxton, who faces accusations of corruption and misconduct. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Paxton has denied any wrongdoing. In court filings, this attorney arguing they have no evidence to support any articles of impeachment.
Just so we're clear, the allegations are untrue. They are false.
Attorneys for convicted killer Alex Murdaugh want him to get a new trial. Attorney James Griffin claims a court clerk misled jurors.
It was a direction on how you should receive Alex Murdaugh's testimony. You should look at him. Don't be fooled by him. That subject matter is absolutely material. That's the core of our defense, and that is something that we had no chance to defend against.
Murdaugh was convicted back in March for killing his wife and son. An escaped inmate keeps dodging authorities in Pennsylvania. KYW-TV reporter Joe Holden is there.
The density of the woods, the overgrowth, the trees are still with full leaves. So the sources in federal law enforcement tell me that they are up against the challenge here.
Investigators haven't said how Danilo Cavalcante escaped, but they warn he is dangerous. A nationwide ground stop has been lifted now for United Airlines. The FAA says it was experiencing an equipment outage that prevented crews from contacting airline dispatchers. About 300 flights were affected. A story of survival and hope in Hawaii.
Thousands of leaves on a 150-year-old banyan tree in Lahaina, Hawaii were scorched during last month's wildfire, but its trunks survived. Volunteers like Chris Amante tell MauiNow.com they're doing all they can to save it.
We've been hitting the tree with tons of water. We put about 600 gallons of compost tea down. We did root samples last week, and we had very good news as far as new life in the roots.
The tree covers an entire half block and has been the prop for many wedding and honeymoon photos. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Jimmy Buffett's sister reveals she was diagnosed with cancer around the same time, about 4 years ago, when he was diagnosed, and is heartbroken that her brother didn't survive. Buffett died of skin cancer Friday at 76. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Wisconsin State Patrol will continue conducting aerial patrols across the state highway system this week. Authorities say air patrols will fly over I-39, I-90, and I-94 in Columbia County today, looking for drivers who are speeding or driving aggressively. If an air patrol does spot a driver committing a violation, they will contact an officer on the ground to conduct a traffic stop. Aerial patrols will continue heading north or east over the rest of the week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that the 2023 bear season opens this week. Bear season runs from tomorrow, September 6th, until October 10th, with specific regulations based on a hunter's bear management zone. For hunters in zones C, E, and F, no dogs are permitted in bear hunting. In zones A, B, and D, hunters can use dogs from September 6th to October 3rd, but only bait and other legal methods from October 4th to October 10th. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today, you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Baugh.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there is an issue that is raising its ugly head, even worse than it did when we talked about it in the recent past. That is, the gerrymandered Republican legislature in Wisconsin is proceeding with plans to, quote, impeach, end quote, Janet Protasiewicz, and, quote, remove, end quote, Megan Wolf as executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Now, let me consider those separately and be very, very alert to this. Be very alert. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's already in Wisconsin. We have a gerrymandered legislature. Gerrymander is a fascist tactic. Remember something, in 2018, the Democrats got 54% of the vote for state legislature statewide. But the Republicans have now two-thirds of the Senate seat. They have a veto-proof majority in the Senate, 22-11. And in the, actually, it may even now going up to 23-10. And in the Assembly, they're two votes short of two-thirds, even though they got 46% of the vote. That's fake democracy. That's the commie appearance of democracy. Something that you would see in Russia. That's a common tactic in fascist cultures. Now, using this supermajority, here's what they intend to do. They are going to impeach, and they're really proceeding on this, Janet Protasiewicz, who won by 10.5 points. It was about 55.5 to 43.5 over Kelly back in April. They're going to impeach her. Their purpose is not to actually go through with the conviction. Their purpose is to just, quote, impeach. And then they will take the position that's because they impeached her, quote, momentarily, end quote, she has to step down from the court and can't vote. Then, of course, it'll go to the Senate, and the Senate will have to vote to, quote, convict, end quote. They probably don't have, because it takes two-thirds, and even though they have it, there's one or two senators who would lose their seats if they voted to convict her. They'll sit on it. Remember, they sat on the Fred Prehn replacement for a couple of years. There's nothing in the law that says when they have to go ahead and vote on conviction. There's one fly in the ointment that they're not taking into account. And please consider this and make sure that you push this very forcefully to impeach her. And they have functionally two-thirds, two votes short of two-thirds, and they only need a majority. They could cut 10, 15 legislators loose who could pretend to, quote, vote their conscience, end quote, and say, no, I didn't vote to impeach her, but 51 Republicans still will. And the 15 or so that won't, they'll say when they go back, and they have slightly more competitive districts, so they're not really competitive, they'll say, well, listen, I tried to stop it. This is the fake stuff that's going on. But under the statute, you cannot impeach someone unless they committed a crime or a corrupt action while in office. One of the two. That's it. Janet Protasiewicz has committed no crime. And Janet Protasiewicz hasn't done anything in office. I mean, she hasn't done anything corrupt in office. She hasn't done anything in office. She's only been in office about a month. What they want, of course, is to get her off the case on redistricting. And they understand, even though they won't concede it, that there's a Supreme Court case going back 6 years in 2017, where then the Republican majority said that the other justices can't keep any justice off, tell them that they have to recuse themselves. That's a personal decision. So they are hoist by their own petard. They have to obey that. But they're simply going to say we impeach her, even though it's illegal. Now, what do we do with all that? And I see the lines are lighting up. We're going to go to the lines. Well, first of all, if they do that, Janet Protasiewicz should not step down. And they have to enforce her stepping down somehow. How do they do that? They have to go to court. If they go to court, the Supreme Court should take original jurisdiction of it. And 4-3, and I hope 5-2. I hope Brian Hagedorn stands tall. But at least 4-3. And Janet Protasiewicz should vote in it. Because under the 2017 decision, she is the sole arbiter of whether she has to recuse herself. And, of course, she doesn't. And they have got to say, the Supreme Court has got to say, they have got to say that this is an illegal, unconstitutional impeachment because Janet Protasiewicz has committed no crime and Janet Protasiewicz has done nothing corrupt. She's never done anything corrupt in her whole life. And certainly she's never done anything corrupt in 4 weeks when she's not done anything at all other than acclimate herself to her new position and read the briefs for the upcoming fall hearings. Then what happens? The day that the rigged map case comes in front of the Supreme Court, she walks onto the bench along with the other six. And what does the legislature do? If they go to federal court, first of all, federal court has no jurisdiction. And secondly, the U.S. Supreme Court said that they will not interfere with these kinds of state matters on gerrymandering on maps. Now, they could try to harness some police officers who are sympathetic to them to go in and, quote, arrest her, end quote. Then what can happen and should happen is that we harness police officers who respect the Constitution to oppose them. This is very unseemly. This is wrong, very, very wrong. In extreme cases, this is what occurred in France in the 1790s. The French judges were in the hip pockets of the monarchy, and they would say certain things that were lawful or not. And finally, people got tired of it. They stormed the Bastille, got rid of the political prisoners out of the Bastille. When I say got rid of them, they freed them. And they end up beheading the mayor of Paris, the king, and the queen. I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. In the Civil War, you had Southern judges and others who would do certain things. And at some point, some of them gave orders to Abraham Lincoln, and then they fired on Fort Sumter. I don't know if they hadn't fired on Fort Sumter, if he would have had the political backing to do anything. We do not want that. I want a message to the Republican gerrymandered legislature loud and clear. What you're doing is unconstitutional, and Janet Protasiewicz and the other judges will say so, and keep your mitts off the Supreme Court. We're going to the lines in order. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Exactly what you've been talking about. These arrogant Republican legislators that we've had, they've been in power for so many years, they think they can do any darn thing they want and there will be no consequences. No consequences legally because they had control of the court, no consequences politically, because they are so gerrymandered in that you can't get them out. Their gerrymandering even got worse. The last voting session, and I don't know that there's anything that can stop them from doing this. I do not have faith that our Supreme Court will vote to keep Protasiewicz on the court and being able to vote. And I do not have faith that when they take this to federal court, which I am absolutely certain the Republicans will, spending more of our state money, by the way, more of our taxpayers' money on this again. I do not have faith in our federal courts, and I certainly don't trust the six venomous snakes that are running the federal Supreme Court not to interfere in this sort of thing. So I think we're in a very, very dangerous and unstable situation here, and I don't know as there's anything the average citizen can do about it. We can call our legislators. That's going to do any good because they don't care. There's no consequence politically. I don't know how we can keep them from doing this. I agree with your ideas as to legally how this could be kept from happening. I don't have a lot of faith that it will be.
Excellent call, Jack. I am going to respond to that, but I want to hit some of the more people on the lines before I do a break, and then I'll respond. Next one up is Bob of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bob?
Well, I'm checking into the age issue again, and it turns out Trump has 10 years of life expectancy.
Okay, so Bob, hold on, Bob. Bob, that's off topic. Yeah, that doesn't mean that's a bad thing. Please stay on the line, and we'll get to you right after we exhaust this topic. But thank you. I love your calls. Just hang on or call back, and we will get to that. Thanks a lot. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, apparently there must have been word of this Republican plan back in February of 2023. That's before any of the elections at all for the judge. But apparently the Legislative Reference Bureau sent a memo to Minority Leader Melissa Agard on the impeachment process. So apparently she was asking about this before the election had even taken place. So this is just a conspiracy on the part of the Republicans to commit a violation of the public trust. I mean, to get rid of, you know, that they had this in their plan book all along. You know, no matter who would have got elected, if it would have been anybody supportive of the Democrat, you know, of a more progressive Supreme Court, they've been going after them, apparently, is what I read into this. And these Republicans should be challenged about this wherever they go. Do these guys want to start, go back to the days when old failed republics, you know, died, and that our leaders had to have tasters to taste their food to make sure it wasn't poisoned before they ate it?
Well, that's very good. Yeah. I mean, let me say this before we're going to break pretty quick. Bob, you hang on. I'll get you right after the break. I have more faith in the Supreme Court, and that's I know these three Supreme Court. I know Janet. I know Rebecca Dallet. I know Ann Walsh Bradley and Jill Karofsky. They're plenty tough. They're plenty tough. And Janet, you walk right onto that bench. You walk right onto that bench. This is an elite, you know, the Supreme Court can say that impeachment is unconstitutional. Do it this time. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
as goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
We have one more hot sticky day to go before things really cool down tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, 92 our high this afternoon, and then we do have a chance of thunderstorms late this afternoon into tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Our low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, an isolated thunderstorm in the morning. Much cooler with a high of only 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 89.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Lines are stacked up. I'm getting to you in order. Do not hang up. Do not get impatient. I will get to you in order, starting with Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Thank you for the rundown, Matt. It's very, very helpful. And I'm going to just give a little shortened version of it because I think repetition is an important thing. The Republicans are acting like they're going to go ahead and impeach, quote, Ms. Protasiewicz, but our Constitution, our state Constitution, says that Supreme Court justices cannot be impeached unless there is evidence of crime or corruption, right? Unlike the federal courts.
Correct.
Where,
correct.
Very different than the federal courts. And then so what we're saying is that, OK, go ahead and impeach her. But if there is no evidence, legal matters will start piling up real quickly. As people point out, there's no evidence of crime or corruption. So you can't do it, state legislature. And for Janet Protasiewicz, just don't step down and instead say there is original jurisdiction. There are four liberals on the Supreme Court. They have been voted in by the populace, and this is what the people want. And in addition, you cited another situation, which is, I can't remember, it was 2016 or 2017, where there was a decision that the sole arbiter of whether a Supreme Court justice recuses himself or not is that individual Supreme Court justice. So where we are is that there's no evidence of crime or corruption. She has the decision about whether she recuses herself or not. So the question was then, as you move through this, it was the federal courts would have no jurisdiction on this state issue. Our national Supreme Court has said that they're not going to interfere with issues that are related to gerrymandering. You indicated that, all right, well, maybe if they can get a sympathetic cops of some sort, they can arrest her. My question at that point, Matt, would be, under what? What legal jurisdiction would those cops go to arrest Janet Protasiewicz? To me, it seems like you're heading toward kidnapping. I mean, they have, you know, if you're a cop, you have to have some sort of reason. Well, wouldn't you have to have some sort of reason to arrest somebody?
Right. Well, excellent synopsis. Let me just respond to it pretty quickly. The people that stormed on January 6th didn't have any basis for doing it either, and some of them were cops. Now, my cousin was a cop. My great uncle is a cop. 99% of all cops are wonderful people with a tough job. But all I'm saying is, what are the Republicans going to do if Janet Protasiewicz, backed up by Dalit, by Kurofsky, and by Ann Walsh Bradley, says, I've looked at it and I'm not recusing myself, and the 2017 decision was to protect Gableman, believe it or not, who should have recused himself. He got $1 million. He got a big contribution from the manufacturers, million, I think. And then he ended up saying that the excusing them for taxes is okay. All right, well, sauce for the goose and sauce for the gander. Janet Protasiewicz should not step down. She should put on her robe and get on that bench for every case. And all I'm saying is if they go to federal court, there's no jurisdiction. And then how do they stop her? The only way they can stop her is by force. I do not put it past them. And if they do that, you're right. I mean, normally cops don't go in unless they have a warrant or there's a crime committed in their presence. They can't just do it for the hell of it. And I don't know if they'll get to that, but Voss and his people are essentially a cluster of cancer cells. That's all they are. Be very, very aware of this. And I think we all should let Janet know and let the Supreme Court know we do not want a group. You said, perhaps inadvertently, you said, well, go ahead and impeach her. Well, no. I think what happens is they can't say we impeach her and we'll tell you about the evidence 2 months from now. They can't do that. They can't do that. What they got to say is we are impeaching her and here is the crime she committed or her corruption. They can't do that because there is none. She stays on the bench. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gina?
Oh, wonders never cease with these bunch of frauds and thieves. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, they need to be locked up themselves. I mean, these are the criminals going after an honest judge. What in the devil does that say about us and our state? I mean, we were already on MSNBC. Somebody was covering it, what they were trying to pull in our state. But, you know, how do we get him? I already called Voss and read him the Riot Act. But anyway, how can we, you know, leave a message for the Supreme Court? Because that's one place I've never, you know, ever contacted for any reason to give support to our justices. Is there
well, here's what I, Gene, here's what I would do. Gene, call Josh Call's office and call Evers' office and tell them hold a press conference and say that this thing about impeachment is bogus, it's wrong. Act like Fighting Bob La Follette. Act like Bill Proxmire. Act like Pat Lucey and get in their face. And let's get the big guns in the Democratic Party as well as the radio stations standing up to him. I really appreciate the call. Thanks a lot. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. And then there's others on the line. Do not hang up. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Well, Robin, he's got to figure something out besides popcorn. You're going to try and pull this off. I think we got to countersue him with all charges, you know, going against him when the thing falls apart. So in other words, they got to pay damages. And we should run an audit on the time it's taking for this, the amount of time he's wasting of our valuable taxpayers' dollars. And let's just say that's not enough. All right, let's start with his buddy Ron. And Ron, you're Hubbard's going to be charged with, you know, the Article 14th Amendment, Section 3. You can't participate in elections. You're done. You're finished. You're done. So is Voss. Our problem is we don't have the backbone those guys have. You know, I don't know if you watched the Wisconsin game. Again, Wisconsin's got some great running backs. I used to teach that. And as a running back, you don't avoid your opponent. You roll them over. You run them over. You come at them face down, and you hit them with everything you got. Well, those boys did it this weekend. I saw it a couple of times. I wish our Democrats, we had some football players in there, just run that route. Come right at them. Lower the boot. Put them on their back. I'm sick and tired of playing yes man and pansy to these guys. They only understand one thing, putting their butts in jail, charging them with real criminal content. They do wake up. You know, he stops worrying about the popcorn machine and he might go to work. He's worked a grand total of
Bob,
a few minutes.
I appreciate every one of your calls. We got to go to break. I see others on the line. I know who you are. I'm going to get you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio faces decades in prison today for planning the insurrection. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Arguing he deserves 33 years in prison, prosecutors say Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio was a charismatic, savvy propagandist who had influence over countless subordinates.
Attorneys for convicted killer Alex Murdaugh won a new trial.
What we had filed today, supported by sworn testimony of jurors, is that the clerk of court had improper private communications with the jurors.
That's attorney James Griffin. Murdaugh serving two life terms right now for killing his wife and son. Authorities are asking people to keep an eye out for an escaped convict in Pennsylvania. State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens.
We're also asking residents and businesses anywhere in or near this area to check their home and business security cameras and call us with anything suspicious that they might observe.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. If you're traveling on the Lake Haley Bridge this week, don't be surprised if you hit some traffic. According to a WEAU report, construction will begin today on the Highway 00 bridge over northbound Highway 53. The bridge was damaged in February of this year when it was hit by a logging truck. Highway 53 will be closed overnight for up to 3 nights, and eastbound Highway 00 could be closed for up to 10 days, but most of the work will be completed using lane closures. According to a WPR report, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and scientists are studying Wisconsin wildlife for signs of the impact of ingesting PFAS. Department of Natural Resources officials have detected PFAS in the water supply across the state since they began searching in 2007. PFAS have gained recent attention in Wisconsin as the Department of Natural Resources draws attention to them, and legislation is proposed to mitigate the negative effects. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. Bob, thank you for your patience. Bob of Madison, my friend, what's on your mind today?
Okay, the age issue, Trump versus Biden. There's a 3-year difference, right? Well,
right.
Without adjustments, it is 7 years for Biden and 10 years for Trump is the life expectancy. But it's really the other way around because Trump is obese, body mass index of 32, and that's 3 years off. So he's actually only got 7 years left. And Biden has 10.65 years left because of his physical fitness. His physical fitness is worth 3.65 years for Biden. So actually, it's more like 10-7 the other way in favor of Biden.
Well, that's a terrific call. And let me comment a couple of things, because you raise a very important issue. First of all, Biden is 80 and Trump is 77. OK, we're not talking, Trump's no spring chicken. OK, he's not in his salad days. The second thing is, you're absolutely right about physical condition. When he came out and he said, I weighed 215 pounds, you know, when he went into jail. First of all, what I'm told is they don't actually weigh these guys. They frequently look at their driver's license, or they take a good look at them. And remember, a guy gets on with his shoes and all that, and that's heavier. There's no way this guy's 215 pounds, right? I mean, let me be blunt. Guy sent me, it was very interesting. It was a picture of Muhammad Ali. He was called Cassius Clay at the time in the mid-60s. He fought Sonny Liston. And, you know, I remember him from my generation. Probably the greatest boxer in my view. Certainly a showman, but a marvelous boxer and a good guy. 215 pounds. He was 215. He was 215 pounds. And he was really fit. There is no way that if you put Trump next to Muhammad Ali, that they would look like they weigh the same. I mean, Trump weighs a lot more than that. Okay, I don't care. I mean, you know, I don't care normally, but what you said is very, very true. He is not just technically obese, and you do lose some points for that in life expectancy. Secondly, he has, you say, seven years. Okay, that puts him till 84. Biden has 10 years. That puts him to 90, and that's reasonable. One thing that nobody takes into account is your life expectancy increases the longer you live. Sounds like a paradox. Your life expectancy increases the longer you live. Biden made it to 80, so he has a life expectancy, goes well into his 80s to 90. Trump made it to 77. He's not a healthy looking thing, not at all healthy looking thing. And quite frankly, I think he's crazy, and he has, on, you know, he's a sadomasochist. That's how he was described, and it had his head shrunk by a bunch of psychiatrists. But they were doing it remotely. They didn't talk to him directly, so okay. But the point is, he does not look healthy. He does not sound healthy. And 7 years might be generous. Might be generous. There are not a lot of guys that look like him that get into their late 80s. So frankly, health-wise, I go with Biden. And frankly, mental acuity, I go with Biden. Biden stuttered as a kid. He does what he can to handle it, but he's going to India and Vietnam on Thursday. You kidding me? He went to Ukraine. The Ruskies were told about it just before he landed. And they basically were told, if you bomb where he is, we will nuke you. I mean, I don't want to put it in the vernacular, but that's basically what they were told. And they were good boys for a change. We're going to the lines. Tom of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Tom of West Allis.
Hey, good afternoon. Two things. One, if something happened to Trump, I'm sure the Democrats in the deep state would all be convinced that, or they would be all convinced that we killed him, because he will live forever. The other thing is, have you heard of this, these police sheriffs across the country now are taking classes because they believe that if they don't agree with the law, therefore they don't have to enforce it. And that there are classes that they're taking that are tax funded, that's a good word. But anyways, yes. And so when you were talking about a couple of sympathetic police officers, I was just thinking about that, like, wow, that wouldn't surprise me now.
Yeah, Tom, that's an excellent call. Let me say two things. I think, first of all, in your opening remarks, you said that the Democrats would think that he had been assassinated. I think you meant the Republicans. I hope nothing happens to Trump, and I hope nothing happens to Biden. We're not looking for that. All I'm saying is that Bob Madison was correct that Trump's physical condition shortens his lifespan actuarially, only actuarially, and Biden's physical condition increases his. The second thing is, I am familiar with what you describe, and let me discuss, and there's a sheriff in this state who belongs to it, and it's the sheriff in Racine County. And I forget the exact name, it's something like the Constitutional Sheriff's Association. And they meet, they have, and I think their ideology is exactly or similar, pardon me, to what you described. And that is, they are looking to whether, you know, do we agree with the law? And they won't put it that way. They'll say, do we think the law is constitutional? Well, you know who decides what's constitutional is judges, not sheriffs. But there is a concern there. I do not ultimately believe that it will get to that. I repeat that 99% of police officers, sheriffs, anybody in law enforcement, I know a lot of them, they're very, very good people. They risk their lives. My cousin was a police officer. My great uncle was a police officer and was career. And I have the highest respect for him. There are, as in any profession, a very 1-2% whatever who you got to, frankly, you got to be careful about. And what you were describing is exactly correct. And all I am saying is, what is the end game for the Republicans, Voss? If Janet Protasiewicz, she's a free person, as Joe Madison said, that to interfere with her personally, her person would be a kidnapping. It would be an assault. It would be in a battery. It would be a felony and without a warrant. And they're not going to get a warrant. She walks onto the bench, puts on her black robe as a justice. So do Rebecca Dallet. So do Jill Karofsky. And so do Ann Walsh Bradley. And I'm hoping Brian Hagedorn. I mean, Brian Hagedorn is a very good guy. There are a lot of things he stands for that differ from what I stand for. Okay. But he stood tall and he certified Biden, and the other three Republicans would not. Now, in this particular case, four of the seven justices, and I hope with Brian Hagedorn, five of the seven justices, will say it's up to Janet Protasiewicz under the 2017 decision whether or not she recuses herself. Justice Protasiewicz has advised that she does not recuse herself. Court is now in session. Now, what do they do? What does Voss do? Seriously, what does he do? Bill Oconomowoc said that he has no faith in the six tarantulas, neither do I. But the six tarantulas on the Supreme Court are in a box because no federal judge in this state, not a single one, will say that Janet Protasiewicz, just because this gerrymandered Republican legislature, quote, impeached her, end quote, and said, we'll give you the evidence a couple of months from now, and then the Senate a couple of years from now will take it up, is going to say that that's constitutional. So I do not think the six tarantulas will be able to, in my judgment, the six tarantulas can suddenly say, all right, we ducked state redistricting on political grounds before, but we'll step in now. I think at some point that's a bridge too far. So what happens? She walks onto the bench and she has the support of a majority of the Supreme Court, maybe a very considerable majority, five of the seven. At least four of the seven. How do you interfere with her person? How do you arrest, by the way, is a term of art at common law, quote, arrest, end quote. If you arrest someone, you stop their movement. You seize them. Who seizes her without committing a felony? Who seizes her without committing a felony? I do not think that the sheriffs that we've described in this group right now have the gravitas or they have the support to do it. She then issues a decision on fair maps. And it's whatever it is. I don't know what her decision is going to be. I don't know what all the decision is going to be. Say they appoint a special master. Special master will be a statistician, political scientist from Madison, Marquette, you know, somewhere. I don't know where they're going to be from. Maybe UWM. And they come up with a proposal. The judges then say yay or nay. They bless it or don't bless it, and it goes into effect. At that point, what does Voss do? Does he go back to court to try to stop what they just ordered? I don't think so. Does he go to federal court? Federal court already said they don't have jurisdiction. You see what I mean? I think Voss runs out of ammunition unless he can interfere with her person. And I think, look, some of these yahoos they were set to kidnap the governor of Michigan, Whitmer. They had a cabin in northern Wisconsin. You know, we think we're so holy. That plot was discussed just north of Dane County in Wisconsin. There were Wisconsin people that were in on it, and she was going to be taken to a cabin in northern Wisconsin. At some point, those of you out there who are Republicans, do you hear what I'm saying? Do you at some point say enough is enough? I'm an American first. I'm an American first. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind at Wisco Paul?
Hi, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for your show today. Very informing as usual. This whole thing with Judge Janet is very troubling. Currently, they have two Supreme Court justices that are election deniers, believe it or not. Lost election denier. And when you look back at the Supreme Courts before Janet, you had guys like Gableman and Prosser. They didn't follow any ethics at all in their votes, like for Walker. And the bottom line here is Voss does not want to lose power. They know that it cannot win as many seats in the Assembly or the Senate with fair maths. But I tell you what, you're reaching a point here with this rhetoric. Judge Janet may need protection because that's just the point you've reached with the Republican Party. It's a very sad thing to say because I believe in a two-party system. But that's my two cents today, and I hope cooler heads will prevail. But the bottom line is, we elected Judge Janet to do her job. Either way she does it, I'm okay with. But I really did want fair maps. Thanks, Matt.
Well, excellent call. Yeah, and I don't want to overstate and sort of put ideas in people's minds. The U.S. Supreme Court now has intensive security. I do not want to see a point where the Wisconsin Supreme Court needs it. However, I am going to say this, and I've said it before. The Republican Party has interjected violence as a political tactic for the first time since the Civil War. Let me repeat that. The Republican Party has interjected violence and the suggestion of violence in our politics for the first time since the Civil War. Europe's had it for a long time. Asia and Africa live by it. That's all they do. We have been exempt. We've got to stay exempt. My message to the Republican Party is this. You can say all you want on issues. I love having you calling on the show on taxes and immigration. It's all great. We talk about all that stuff. But there has to be a core of Americanism, a core of the founding fathers, a core of our Constitution in what you do and say. Enough is enough. The gerrymander that you have imposed on this state is unconstitutional. It's commie government, and your attempts to continue to enforce it through impeachment, through prosecution, through whatever it is you think you're doing, through mandatory recusal, trying to change the law from 2017, it's not going to work. We're not putting up with it. Ultimately, you destroy yourselves. But in the short run, you also destroy your state. We've had enough of it. We've had enough of you. The truth is that when you have a legislature that's functionally two-thirds Republican, two-thirds in the Senate, almost two-thirds in the Assembly, that got, 46% of the vote last time, you're illegitimate. You're no good. We don't want you. That's what we're trying to change, and you do not get to use unconstitutional means to stop us. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We have one more hot, sticky day to go before things really cool down tomorrow. Today, partly cloudy, 92 our high this afternoon, and then we do have a chance of thunderstorms late this afternoon into tonight, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Our low tonight, 65. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, an isolated thunderstorm in the morning. Much cooler with a high of only 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 89.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. At the beginning of the first segment, I talked about what they're trying to do to Janet Protasiewicz, and I also mentioned Megan Wolf. Let me explain that. She's executive director of the Wisconsin Election Commission. Very sterling reputation, very fine reputation, done a great job, very, very fine job. Everybody that's talked about her, both the commissioners and everyone else, says she's doing a superb job. She's honest. She follows the law. Well, what happened was this. Her term ended June 30. The Republicans want to get rid of her because they want to put in a corrupt type, like the Gableman investigation. Remember that cost us $3 million. He pretended to go around the state looking for fraud. There was no fraud. He got himself sued. He brought lawsuits. Cost us $3 million. $3 million. And then they go ahead and they say, all right, we're hiring some more of these very expensive Republican lawyers to represent Voss and the others in trying to ram through the gerrymander through Protasiewicz. That's $2 million more. That's their fake ceiling. That's a total of $5 million. It's going to go up. They dip into the old weasel sack. They just sit there. They don't pass it as an appropriation. They go, oh, it's just funny money, mad money. What the hell? $5 million. What the hell? That's what's going on. Now, with Megan Wolf, the Democrats were smart. I'm just reviewing the bidding here on the Wisconsin Election Commission. There are three of them, three Republicans. They didn't vote. Why didn't they vote? Because if they vote, then that's just a recommendation to the state Senate, who will then stick a knife in her. Stick a knife in her. There'll be a scream in the alley, and that's the end of it. Okay, so what do? They don't vote. Well, the three Republicans voted in bad faith, not because they really want her. They know that she'll be knifed by the Senate. But there's a very, very uncomfortable rule of law for the Republicans. It requires a majority of the six. Majority of the six to recommend her to the Senate. And three Republicans is not a majority of six. Four is a majority of six, which is why the three Democrats didn't vote. Now, LeMahieu and these other clowns in the legislature, the Republican legislature, go, oh, well, that's sort of constructively a referral. No, it's not. Look, well, constructively is murder? You know, come on. There are laws and there are laws. So right now, there is no decision by the commission on Megan Wolf. So under the Fred Prenn decision, remember Dennis Fred, my teeth are glowing in the dark, Dennis Fred. I ate fish from Marathon County. Your county, Fred, could have eaten fish from any county in the state, and it still is cancer in the water because Dennis Fred was on there doing the dirty work of the Wisconsin manufacturers. Put that aside for a second. But they protected Dennis Fred when they had a Supreme Court that was majority Republican. They said, oh, you just stay on while we take our good time thinking about Evers' replacement recommendation. And then what you do, keep doing the good work, Fred. Make sure that a little more of that cancer gets in that water. Dennis Fred stayed on for 18 months until he did the job. Then he snuck off into the night, retired, And then they go ahead and they put on a vote. Either stick someone in there, a little late. But the Dennis Fred thing can work against them, too. Megan Wolf goes, and so do the Democrats, go, well, I'm still the executive director of the commission. And listen, the clerk can say in Janesville and a lot of other places, one of them testify and goes, we need Megan Wolf. We didn't have Megan Wolf, we'd have chaos. They want chaos. Do you understand that? They want chaos. Why do you think around the country poll workers and election commissioners are retiring? They get threats. They get death threats just for being commissioners, commissioners of the election commission, or because they're poll workers. I've known a lot of poll workers. So have you. You go in there. They're usually elderly ladies and gentlemen, wonderful people. They look forward to it socially. Do you think they're corrupt? Do you think yours is corrupt? You know they're not. But they also don't need to be threatened. Somebody's in their 70s, 80s, 60s. They don't need to be threatened. Nobody needs to be threatened. They want chaos because they are corrupt. Corruption wants chaos. So if Megan Wolf goes, they are going to put somebody in without the recommendation of the Wisconsin Election Commission. They can do it on their own. Gerrymandered legislature, they'll do it on their own. And they'll say, look at this fine specimen we have here. We go, well, he looks an awful lot like Gableman. Well, no, he changed his name. He just looks like Gableman. He sounds like Gableman. He believes like Gableman. He takes orders like Gableman. And what's going to happen? They're going to be directors. First of all, there will be chaos. Secondly, he will interfere with the voting by students in particular, especially in Dane County, especially in Milwaukee County, but also in Brown County, Eau Claire County, and other counties. Make it hard. Secondly, he will make it hard for minorities in Milwaukee to vote. Why do I say that? Because the guy, one of the commissioners said, remember in that memo that came out several months ago, we've done our job. You know, minority voting is down in Milwaukee. He was triumphant about it. They want it. They don't have a get out the vote, GOTV program. They have a keep out the vote, KOTV. KOTV is more important to them than GOTV. It runs the gamut of things. But one of them is what kind of ID you can have at the poll, what address you can vote at, a dormitory as opposed to your folks' home up in Hayward or in Platteville or in Janesville. Well, you're not going to go home if you're a student. This is what is happening in Wisconsin. It's happening under your nose. Now, Megan Wolf's case should go to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I'm very confident, and I think Hagedorn should go along with it, too, because he was one of the voters before. You can't very well vote to say Dennis Fred with the Dennis Fred can stay and not Megan Wolf. That's not right. That's not right. Megan Wolf has got to stay. So we have fair maps. And then you have a legislature that, and this is not necessarily a Democratic legislature. It may be a Republican legislature, but it won't be 2-1. And it will be people who have to get votes across the spectrum, and they'll be more reasonable, and they'll be acting in the interests of Wisconsin and the interests of the United States. Fascism creeps in on little Krat's feet. It's creeping into Wisconsin, right under our noses. It has crept into Wisconsin through gerrymander and through these attacks on Protasiewicz and Megan Wolf. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Sign off for today.
But I stand my ground and I won't. Stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo. Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.